Welcome to the Grace Podcast, your destination for spiritual inspiration and community connection. We're thrilled to have you join us on this journey of faith, where we delve into the profound teachings of Jesus Christ and explore what it means to live a life filled with love, grace, and purpose. Each episode, we invite you to join us as we hear from our beloved pastors, as well as esteemed guest pastors, who share their wisdom, insights, and personal reflections on navigating life's challenges with faith and resilience. Whether you're a longtime member of our congregation or a curious seeker exploring your spiritual path, the Grace Podcast offers a welcoming space for you to grow in your relationship with God and deepen your connection with our community. Thank you for listening to the Grace Podcast. You can find out more about our church at www.gracecolorado.com.
Glory, Selah. For the Word of God in Scripture, for the Word of God among us, for the word of God within us, we proclaim back, thanks be to God. We have been in this sermon series called Embracing the Other. Think we need to do that? Yeah. Friends, we are reeling after yesterday because I, like you, don't want to live in a nation where the next president gets decided by an assassination, right? I don't want to live in a world with that kind of violence. I thought I lived in, America, where we don't do things like that, right? And yet here we are. Here we are. Here we are. And like many of you, I went to sleep last night anxious, thinking, wondering. Unlike you, I had a sermon that I was supposed to preach today. But I've been at a memorial service for my grandmother all week, right? And I prepared for that, and I did a sermon for that. And so I came to this text because my father, right over there, Steve Spurlock, said yesterday while we were in the airport coming back to Denver, hey, what are you preaching about tomorrow? Psalm 24. What's Psalm 24? Psalm that comes after Psalm 23. Too bad it wasn't on that psalm. I know that one. I bet many of you know that psalm, right? Yeah. And so we got it out, and we read it. And right there from the beginning, I realized the earth is the Lord's and all that is in it, the world and those who live in it. Friends, no matter what you are feeling, no matter where your anxiety might be, no matter what your thoughts about politics and political parties and presidential candidates and all of those things, my hope is that you will walk out of here today going, my anxiety isn't going to fix our world. In fact, in all of my anxiousness, no matter how much I let the wheels spin, I don't know how to fix left versus right. I don't know how to fix assassination attempts. And when I come to a text like this, I go, oh yeah, it's not my job. There's a God who rules over all. We serve a God who the entire world and earth belongs to. All that is in it. And everyone who lives in it. Everyone. Everyone, friends. So the moment that I go to blame somebody or some group or some party or some hatred or something and go, that's the problem, I have to step back and go, that's right. The earth is the Lord's, and all that is in it, the world and all who live in it. Every single person that I'm going to encounter, no matter what their political beliefs are, this week belongs to God. Everybody. Literally, everybody, friends. Everybody. Including me, including you, including every single person you're going to bump into. Everybody. And if God can love me, then God loves that other person. And I need to get on board with that. And we need to get on board with that. And we need to be raising up that message. We're all in this together. Every single one of us. We all belong to God. But then, like my dad tends to do, we went on in the text. And it goes like this: Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? Those who have clean hands and pure hearts. And he went, well, I'm out. And here's the thing. When my dad said he's out, I went, well, then I'm out too, because he's a better human being than I am. I'm only saying that because he's here today in the flesh. Dad, I just want to let you know, you are so pure of heart. Thank you. Yeah, there you go. Perfect. He really is, actually. My mother passed away 8 years ago, and my grandmother, whose funeral we did on Friday, every day that he was in Indiana and not out here visiting us or somewhere else, he would go visit her. My grandmother, his mother-in-law, and he would see her. That's a pure heart. That's a good man. And if he doesn't feel good enough, then what does that say about me? The indictment that we're all, that we all fall short, that we're all messed up. This deep, deep sense in us that I'm not pure enough, good enough. Any of you feel that way today? Any takers? Who's the good person in the room? Amy here. Amy is, right? Yes, indeed. Outside of Amy? No, right? Right? So we all belong to God, and yet all of us, when looking at this text, go, who shall ascend? Not I. Not me. I can't. I'm not pure enough. I'm not holy enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not powerful enough. I'm not smart enough to fix all of this. And then the text goes on. Lift up your heads, O gates, and be lifted up, O ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in. This particular psalm is read at a very particular time of the year. It is read on Palm Sunday. Now, once you start thinking, storyline about Palm Sunday. What happens on Palm Sunday? Jesus Christ comes through those gates, through those doors, riding on a donkey, friends. Coming into Jerusalem, this ancient holy city where the temple of God is, and yet at that moment in time is literally under the thumb and foot of oppression from the Roman Empire. This is the King of glory. This is the Lord of hosts. He comes riding in because he is good. He is pure. He is the one. Because friends, in the midst of our world that you and I do not have power and control over and can make it all work the way that we want it to, in a world where you and I go, I fall short of whatever standard it is that's going to fix the world, sometimes God goes, you know what? It's time to fix this. And God comes in the flesh, in humility, in weakness, in this place that only purity and goodness can exist. He comes riding in on a donkey and gives himself, Jesus Christ, for the life of all of us. Because Christ looks at us and goes, you all belong. Everybody belongs. No matter what you think about yourself, no matter how you feel about yourself, no matter how helpless or anxious or worried or fearful you and I are and know that we can't fix the world, God says, I've always been at this work. I am here, I'm in the midst, and I will come through those gates and doors again.
Thank you for listening to the Grace Podcast. If you want to learn more about Grace Presbyterian Church, visit www.gracecolorado.com.